This week's parsha, the pasuk says, "Va'yitin kol asher lo liyitzchok," and then the next pasuk says, "V'livnei apil hakshim, the son Abraham latanos." So the Sfas points out in Shnas Tov Reish Lametes that luchar there's a stir in the pasukim, lav reisha sefer, lav sefer reisha. If Avram gave everything that he had to Yitzchok, kol asher lo to Yitzchok, I mean, there's nothing left to give to the Bnei Pelagshim. If he gave to the Bnei Pelagshim matanos, means there's something that Avram Avinu had, which he did not give to Yitzchok. So he didn't give kol asher lo to Yitzchok. So how do you understand these two psukim back to back? What are they saying? So he suggests that because of this question, Rashi says that which Avram Avinu got from Avimelech and from Paro, those things he gave to the Bnei HaPilakshim, because those things were really, in a certain sense, his, and everything which is really his, he gave away to Yitzchak. So the Sfas says, let's explain that concept a little more. We'll explain what the Sfas Emes means even a little more, based on an idea that Rav Dester says. Rav Dester says that we are wont to think that there's the person, and then there's the items that the person owns, and the items that the person owns are distinct and separate from the individual himself. And as a matter of fact, we want to keep it that way. The person who starts blurring the boundary between himself and his possessions is usually not a healthy thing. He doesn't understand that he's not defined and dependent upon the physical items that he owns. But in a certain sense, in a spiritual sense, that's incorrect. Every person is brought into the world, Rav Dester talks about this idea multiple places, he's given a certain set of kelim, how to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's given his temperament, he's given his upbringing, he's given his midas, he's given his life experiences, he's given his possessions, he's given the opportunities which present all of those in different kelim the Bereshit gives him, which allow him to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the role which he's supposed to play. Within that context, there are his possessions are a necessary and an integral part of his avodah. So they are part of his reality. They are part of him in a certain sense. They're not to be perceived as something which is distinct and separate from the person. They are to be perceived as part of the reality of who he is and what his role in life is, etc. So from that perspective, the connecting to one's possessions is not a negative thing. If you focus just on the possessions and not on the how they're facilitating the role that you have in life and the purpose you have in life, then they become a negative distraction. So Avraham Avinu was able to discern there are certain things that he received which were not part of his reality. They were separate from him. And certain things which he had, which were intrinsic to who he is and the role that he's supposed to play. So the Sfas Emes says, in his Pshat, he ends off and says, Rashi says, Matana shekibul mi'avimelech, he gave away, shaloha yashayich loy be'etzem. That's what Nosan Lehem gave to the Bnei HaPilakshim. So Avraham Avinu was able to discern what was really supposed to be his, which became part of his being. So kol asher loy, he gave over to Yitzchok. All his being he gave over to Yitzchok. Everything which was determinative and definitional in his being, he gave away over to Yitzchok. And that which he understood were really extraneous and not intrinsic in who he is, those things he gave to the Bnei HaPilakshim. They were not Shaykh Labatsim. They weren't part of who he really is. But everything which is the true measure of a Avraham Avinu is able to pass on to to Yitzchak. And the Sfasemis points out in Tav Resh Lamed Ches that Avraham Avinu had the meat of Ava, Yitzchak has the meat of Yira. What the chiddush over here is Avraham Avinu was able to pass on his meat of Ava to Yitzchak, that Yitzchak's Yira should be an expression of his true Ava to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he loved the Kadosh Baruch Hu so much, he desired to be with him. From that vantage point, he recognized the awesome opportunity and responsibility that that's going to represent. And that's the year that Yitzchak Avinu had as well. Have a good Shabbos.